packaging treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Russia, the war in Ukraine, is coming to an end, or to a... It's going to... The momentum is going to decrease. The Nazis in Ukraine, kind of like Hamas, will always be at war. The Nazi movement, the CIA Nazi program in Ukraine is going to go elsewhere. I wonder if the Nazis, the Nazi army, Zelensky's military, I wonder if they eventually will join Russia to attack Israel. Russia has another campaign to fight, another war theater. It's going to be in the Middle East. To do that, I don't think God wants Russia to have one hand tied. Both hands have to be free. Russia has to lead a group of nations south to present-day Jordan, with Iran, Turkey, probably some of the military forces out of Ukraine, some of the old Soviet bloc nations from the south. There will be Iran. And in North Africa, or Africa, there will be Libya and Ethiopia. Russia has another battle to fight. Russia would have two battles in the last decade before Christ returns. One battle in Ukraine, and now as that battle is ending, a major battle in the Middle East. So she's fought one of two battles, but the big battle is yet to come. The battle in Ukraine, the war that she's had to fight, did many things, many, many things. One thing is Russia became stronger militarily. The industry for manufacturing weapons is advanced, is at full capacity. Production is at full capacity. Russia has made an agreement, a partnership with China, and that partnership simply was a declaration of war of these two empires, these two nations, a declaration of war against the United States or the New World Order of the West, directed by the United States. Or you could also say it is a declaration of war against a family, a ruling family in the United States of America, the Rockefeller Enterprise. The U.S. military, all branches, are directed by Rockefeller behind the scenes orders. Russia, China, India, the nations in Europe, present pretty much all over the world, they do look at the United States as a nation that is controlled by a family, that is directed by a family. When you think of the New World Order, it came into existence at behest of a family who advanced this plan, the Order of the Ages, beginning at the turn of the last century, even before that, by John D. Rockefeller. For me, personally, things have come into focus. As I've studied the dynasties of this country, I realized some of the families are much more powerful than the other families. Some of the families, one family in particular, had greater vision than the other families. There was, in the 1800s, an individual who had great vision, was very cunning, adept, and was able by himself to change history in this country. I might visit with you about him in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help. Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
I'm giving you some inside secrets. Donald Trump, yes, he's at war with the Democrat Party. He is being harassed, interfered with by a family. It's not really the Democrat Party. It is a party that is ruled by a family. A family controls the Republican Party. And Donald Trump interfered with the objectives of a family. And the family is vindictive. All of the thousands of children that still give direction to the Rockefeller Foundation with the help of Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Washington, D.C., the Senate, Congress, who gives direction, really, who places the cabinet? Do you think it was Joe Biden that picked these positions in his cabinet? No. The positions were picked by a family. I know it's hard to, maybe you don't think along those terms. I do. I'm going to jump back 5 minutes. In the 1800s, there was an individual who had the same ability to look and into a decade, two, three, four decades out. He had a vision. He knew how to put things together and how to hide in the open. His name was Jesse James. His alias was William Andrews Clark. He is the individual, the two are the same, that built and established a city in the Meadows, Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas means the Meadows. There was a small river that went through Vegas, and that area that was kind of a plush little oasis. This is where Jesse James settled. He built the city. He put in the casinos. They were his. The sheriff, law enforcement, he put them in place. He was the ultimate law enforcement behind the scenes. He put in the judges. The city was his. He named the streets in Las Vegas, in old downtown Las Vegas. He named the streets. First, second, third, fourth. And eventually he had to change his name to William Andrews Clark. And he had to fake his death. And there is an individual by the name of Ralph Epperson who put all the pieces together. On YouTube, you can go and watch the story of Jesse James / William Andrews Clark. And he'll give you the documentation how he killed. Jesse James killed an individual by the name of William Andrews Clark from the East Coast. Took his identity and was able to live into the 1950s, hidden in plain sight. He knew the individual, I'm trying to think of his name, that shot Abraham Lincoln, Jesse James, and this individual, not Ford. Was it Ford? But Jesse James knew him. They were friends. Jesse James killed many men. He was the senator from Montana. He owned the big copper mine in western Montana, I think it was around Butte. He is most likely the individual that sold the guns to the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn. But you can go to YouTube. Jesse James did not die in 1867 or what, I can't remember. But you can look in Ralph Epperson, Jesse James Didn't Die, and you can watch the fascinating story. Jesse James had great vision, and Jesse James was able to evade prosecution by faking his death. His daughter, Huguette Clark, passed away 5-6 years ago. There's a fight right now for her estate. She was the second of two daughters. She was the younger of two daughters. The first daughter died of some plague. And Jesse James, I believe he met a woman. His wife was from, Huguette's mother was from France. And I believe that Jesse James knew the Rothschild family in Europe, because he was in Europe, and his wife was from Europe, and she was an aristocrat. She was a very famous family, married to a famous family. And I believe that John D. Rockefeller and Jesse James knew each other. John Rockefeller, I think he had a second family in North Dakota. He was a salesman. And he had a second family. There is a battle, a fight for some of the Rockefeller dollars. But I think that Jesse James or William Andrews Clark, because he was a senator, he spent time in Washington, D.C. Rockefeller spent a lot of time in New York and with the crowd in Washington, D.C., and there is no way that these two individuals living in the West, Rockefeller did spend most of his time in the East, but he did spend time in the West. And there's, I believe, no way they did not know each other. Did they smoke cigars together? I believe they did. And I believe that these two families, now I'm going to get into a thought that you may not understand. It's okay. I'm not asking you to believe it. But from a spiritual perspective, the Rothschilds were the family that had very powerful occult power. They were very powerful in the occult, and they pretty much ran Europe from the 1800s, from the time of Napoleon and forward. And so you could say that there were five family members that had banks in each of the major cities in Europe, in France, Germany, England, and they controlled what happened in Europe, that they were in the occult. And people in the occult, generally, in worldly matters, in matters of the world, they have great vision given to them by the devil. It does happen with the Christian people also, but I'll stay with occult people. Jesse James was in the occult. Very powerful in the occult. John D. Rockefeller also. John D. Rockefeller's father was a strange person. He was a weird individual. John was a little more normal. But nevertheless, he was still AB normal, not quite. And all of the Rothschilds are AB normal, and the Rockefeller families are AB normal. Even the Kennedys, Joe Kennedy was AB normal, as well as the Bush family. When George Sr. and his wife had the first child stillborn, they still have the child in a glass container with formaldehyde, and it used to sit on their mantle. I'd say that was pretty AB normal. The same with the Clintons slash Rockefeller slash Clinton. And you can even find what I'm presenting on Google. Go to Google, you'll find it. America, you could say that there was going to be a family that would rule this country. These are principles in the Bible that pertain to nations. The occult pharaohs, the lineage of the pharaohs, they were all in the occult. And each child was a little more in tune with the things of Gehenna than the father. So each generation in the pharaoh lineage would become a little more adept and knowledgeable about occult things. They would take what it was known, and through their magicians, sorcerers, Chaldeans, soothsayers, they would gain further insight into that invisible world. So the Rockefellers had great insight into that world. They still do. Jesse James did also. And I believe that Jesse James and David Rockefeller were offered made an offer to be the ruling family in the United States from that time in 1870 to the present. 1880, 1890. This country and the future of this country was offered to them. It wasn't offered to Oppenheimer, not to J.P. Morgan, not to the DuPonts, not to these other families. Though they may have been in the occult, they were not as powerful. They weren't as high in the priesthood of the occult than Jesse James or the Rockefeller family, or John D. Rockefeller. Jesse James, I have reason to believe what I'm going to present, what I am presenting. Jesse James turned down the offer. He had enough. His gold that he amassed is still hidden. At that time, he was the wealthiest individual in this country. That would change when Rockefeller took over. Rockefeller was also given the opportunity and was going to be backed by the Rothschild family out of Europe. John D. Rockefeller, he accepted the invitation, the offer, what was offered. He accepted it, and we see what has happened with this country. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Let's return.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
So this is a bizarre story, but if you had the time to research, and if you understand what the Bible says about dynasties through the Bible, it isn't bizarre at all. It makes absolute sense. The Oppenheimers, DuPonts, J.P. Morgan, these men were powerful. John D. Rockefeller had greater vision. He had the vision these men didn't have. Harriman, who built the railroads. Rockefeller let people do the work, then he would buy what they build. He would control what they build. He would own it. Vision. And you have presently, this family has, well, you have, for example, Bill and Hillary Clinton are cousins. They're children of, I believe, Winthrop, which would be Bill's father. The great possibility of Hillary being the daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. There's a debate, but the percentages are higher when you view it from that perspective. And something very interesting, you don't know much about Hillary's real mother. You have no idea. Very difficult to find. And the same with Bill Clinton's mother. And then Clinton becomes president and she gets the flu almost the same night. She dies. She's at a bar having a few beers, dancing. And then she dies that night, I think. And white vans pull up, load up everything that is in her home. And she's disappeared from history. The Kennedy family, Joseph Kennedy, naturally made some great investments, a bootlegger, became very wealthy, not as wealthy as John Rockefeller Jr., John Jr., but nevertheless, he was very influential. His big mistake was joining Pilgrim Society, an occult group, and he brought a curse upon the family. The curse remains to this day. John Kennedy, I believe that while he was president, into his second year, starting his third year, had a change in his heart. He grew a conscience and decided to change some things in this country. Well, the changes he was proposing, maybe putting the dollar on a silver standard, ending the Vietnam War, other things, was in conflict with Rockefeller agendas. If you see it from this perspective, it makes sense. Christ said that there would come a time when everything that was hidden would be revealed. Everything that was a mystery would be understood. I believe what Christ says. Everything he spoke is true. Everything he said that would happen is happening, has happened, will happen. You can believe what Jesus Christ said in his Gospels. You can believe it. But he said that what is hidden will be understood, will be made known for the world to see, so that the nations, especially the governors, the rulers, prime ministers, presidents of the nations, they, as the leaders of their countries, they firstly must see the truth, must know the truth. Because if they don't know the truth, it's very difficult for them to make the decisions that they need to make for their countries. One of the mistakes any nation that befriends itself with the United States of America is doomed. I'm kind of quoting, I'm trying to paraphrase exactly Henry Kissinger. Nations that end up in a conflict with the United States are generally, they get in trouble. But nations that befriend the United States, they're destroyed. Israel doesn't want to befriend the United States, but she will. But if you look at things from the perspective of what the Bible says about dynasties, you had the kings of Israel, you had the pharaohs of Egypt, you had the families of Babylon that existed in the sand of sea, those in Greece, the families, then the Roman emperors, generally family members. And the principle is actually in effect in the United States of America. Here you have Senator Pelosi. Now her nephew is governor. It stays in the family. the Bushes, Grandpa or Bush Senior, then his son Junior becomes president, and it was going to be low energy Jeb. They keep it in the family. It's principles. They don't change. America has been on a campaign to destroy the families in the nations that have held control of the nations that they were born in. What did we do to the czars of Russia? England assassinated them all because their families would have continued to rule Russia. Look what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Salman, now the son of King Salman, the families continue to rule. The principle's the same in the United States of America. Hasn't changed. So there's one family that Russia and China are at war with. They're at war with the United States, yes, but really, they're at war with the Rockefeller children that rule this country. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
No, Okay. If you, well, with the war in Russia, this is a war that is for the sake of a family. World hegemony, world ownership. One thing I'm going to quote John D. Rockefeller. Someone asked him, "You're very, very wealthy. How much is enough?" He said, "Just a little more." It wasn't enough for the Rockefellers to own New York City in 1889. It's not enough that this family has ruled and owned this country probably for 100 years. That's not enough. How much is enough? Just a little more. How much more? The world. The world is not enough. You think I'm joking? It was this family that invested in the nuclear program. This family invested in the pharmaceutical industry, biotech, every kind of tech that you can think of. The objective, depopulation. They took philosophies of other people and they funded eugenics. They funded everything. I have been reading as much as I can about this family, and their fingerprints are on everything. The war in Ukraine, this is a CIA operation. Who supports, funded, created CIA? A family. Who invested in all technology that pertains to weather warfare? Who has invested initially and continues to invest as foundations in the CERN collider, the collider operations in Europe? It's not to split atoms. It is to open portals into another dimension, to open doorways into the world and the realm, the invisible realm where angels, God's holy angels live, where God resides. And Satan himself and all of the demons. You see, the Bible says that there's going to be a time when man, an individual, is going to declare himself to be God and is going to sit on God's throne and take a higher position than God himself. To do that, he has to enter into God's third heaven, his invisible spiritual sphere. This is the purpose of CERN, to find a way to open a portal into God's holy heaven, into the throne where he dwells. Who invested in it? This family. Why? Because this family has always wanted to rule it all. How much is enough? Not just the earth, but they must rule the heavens also. Not just the heavens, but they desire to rule God in his kingdom, to replace God. This is the purpose of the transhuman movement. The purpose of injecting every human being with everything that is needed to make us non-human, to make us Borgs. They invest in all of this. What's happening in Israel right now is an operation of a family using NATO, using the UN, using Hamas, Hezbollah, the Islamic people, And it's this family that will eventually, I believe, put the coming, what the world understands as Antichrist, will put this individual in power, or will make it, set the setting so that this individual can take power and re-rule. He has ruled once, he will rule again. And it's, I didn't plan in a sense to be so detailed in this explanation, but the thing is, it sets a foundation so in the future I can continue to build on it, and should you have listened to this program, it gives you a thought whether you, I don't ask you to agree, I don't ask you to believe it, I don't ask you to question it, or I'm not saying you cannot question it. You should question what I'm presenting. But the evidence eventually will come out. The evidence that Russia and China, they made a declaration on the 4th of February, 2022. They are at war with the New World Order of the West. They are at war with, and they almost come out and say, they are at war with a dynasty, a family, a powerful family, an occult family. We'll be back.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement would look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Okay, we're ending today's program. Every week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon, The Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcasts for my programs and the other hosts here on KHNC, 1360KHNC.com. Programs streamed always. So with this family, I do feel that there was a family of Europe, in Europe, the Rothschild family. I try to keep Rothschild, Rockefellers separate. And they funded John D. Rockefeller. They did not need to fund Jesse James. Jesse James had enough money. Should he have taken the position to be the ruling family of the United States of America, he didn't need Rothschild finance. John D. Rockefeller was well off already, but he needed much more. How much is enough? Much more. And he took the offer. Jesse James turned it down. John D. Rockefeller accepted. This is how things work in the occult world. Jesse James had vision. John D. Rockefeller had great vision. Vision into the future. But I want to tell you something. The vision of the occult world has ended. The occult world, they cannot see out past 20, 30, 32. They're blind. They can't see that far out now. They were able to, in the early 1907, they were able to look into the future a decade, two, half a century, a century. This was this century that we're in. At the end of the last century, the occult world declared, stated, this century would be an occult century. This country has become an occult nation. They did see that, but they don't see beyond 2020, beyond 2030, 32, 33, because God has blinded them. Because if they could see beyond that period of time, they would understand the return of Jesus Christ and the punishment and the judgment that is coming to them. They can see into the next 2-3 years. America is planning presently allowing Hamas to try to destroy Israel. Hamas won't. They don't see it. They think that Hamas is going to exist into the future. It's not. They don't see that Israel is going to win this war. They're going to defeat these enemies hip and thigh. I'll use the old English thought. Hip and thigh. And when this Israeli war is over and they have conquered all these enemies, the world is going to be shocked. The hatred of the Jewish people is, you're not going to be able to believe the hatred of Israel. You think the UN Security Council and the UN nations hate Israel presently? You just wait. We're going to finish. We're done with today's program. The ruling family that has ruled this country, they don't see that the time of their judgment and punishment and the end of their 120-year rulership is coming to an end. Russia and China have basically already ruptured the hole in their ship. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.